Hello.
Hello, Joseph.
Yes.
Excuse me. Good evening. My name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything, and I'm not asking for any type of donations. But first of all, are you registered to vote in Phoenix, Arizona?
I am.
Great. And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you for your patience. Now, Mr. Joseph,
generally speaking,
do you think things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gone off on the wrong track, generally speaking?
I don't really follow politics in Phoenix or anything closely related.
Okay, that's no problem at all. Remember, this is just a study that we're conducting. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area in Phoenix. Now, this area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Excuse me?
No, I didn't say anything.
You were saying something? Oh, okay. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area, Levine. Is it clear, or do you need me to read the information again of the area?
No, I really, I don't know. I can't understand you. You're like going in and out. I can only hear some of the things you're saying.
Can you hear me a little better now?
Yes.
Okay, thank you again. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of South River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need for me to read the information again about the area?
No, it's clear.
Okay. With the following, what year were you born? Just the year, sir.
1967.
And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Asian, Pacific Islander, mutual racial,
black.
Or another race?
Black.
Okay. And overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
And I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that you would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means that it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can choose any number between 1 and 5. Here's the first one. More dining and entertainment options. From 1 to 5, what do you choose?
5.
More shops and retails, stores, or commercial space for businesses.
5.
Better street and road maintenance.
5.
More affordable housing options to rent or buy.
3.
More parks and recreational opportunities.
Same again. 3.
3, okay. What about more good-paying jobs?
5.
Better public transportation options?
5.
And in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, retired, student, homemaker?
I'm sorry, say that again.
When employment status, are you employed, unemployed, retired, student, homemaker?
employee.
And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employs offices, workers, and other corporate professional in Levine? Too many or too few?
Few?
Okay.
Too few.
And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retails, and restaurants in Levine?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that last question.
And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Too few.
Too many or, okay. And thank you again for your patience. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each one, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. Here's the first one, grocery stores and supermarkets. Yes, strongly, yes, somewhat, or no?
Strongly.
Okay. What about dollar stores and discount chains?
What
yes,
are the
strongly,
answers again?
I have dollar stores and discount chains. Yes, strongly, yes, somewhat, or no?
No.
What about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Yes, strongly.
Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
Yes, strongly.
Doctor offices and hospitals?
No.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. What the following I would like to ask you. In your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levine?
Probably more convenience stores.
Okay. I'm typing this information in, so would you like for me to type on there, I would like to see more convenience stores? Is that good?
Yes.
Okay. I would like to see more convenience stores. Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you again for your patience. Now, switch gears a bit. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. In housing availability, not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
Very big problem.
Okay. The other one says, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a big problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
Moderate problem.
Okay. And still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing. For each one, please tell me, yes or no, if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. Here's the first one. Multifamily housing, like apartments and condominiums. Yes, strongly, yes, somewhat, or no?
No.
Single-family detached homes. Yes, strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Townhouses or attached homes?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Townhouses or attached homes?
Attached homes.
Yes, strongly or yes, somewhat?
Yes, strongly.
Housing options for seniors?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you again.
Housing options for seniors?
Strongly.
Okay, and thank you so much for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Now, how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
5 to 10 years.
And do you currently own or rent your home, or are you living with friends and family?
Rent.
Now, I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. Here's the first one. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Yes, strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly favor.
Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and threeplexes. Favor strongly, favor somewhat? Okay.
Favor strongly.
Okay. The other one says changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
No.
Oppose strongly or somewhat?
Oppose strongly.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow a max of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Favor strongly, favor somewhat. Oppose it somewhat or oppose it strongly?
Oppose it strongly.
Repurpose or replace a parking lot with new housing.
A parking lot?
No. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Do you strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Okay. This last one here says change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominiums buildings.
I didn't understand the question.
Now, let me read it for you one more time. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Strongly opposed.
And the last three questions are for statistic purposes only. What is the highest grade you have completed or degree you have received?
High school.
And what is your annual household income? Just stop me when you hear the right category. Less than $25,000 a year, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000. $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $125,000, or more than $125,000?
$100,000 to $125,000.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, may I have just your first name?
Joseph.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you for your participation, Mr. Joseph. Have yourself a great evening. Thank you again.
You're good, sir.